want to welcome back our audience here at the Florida International University Radcliffe Art and Design Incubator Tech Conversations, now in season two, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. And I want to welcome in someone I connected through in the virtual world on LinkedIn, of all things. She popped up on my feed. Want to welcome in Gretel Pereira, Director of Publicity at Roku. Welcome in.
Buenos dias. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's so wonderful to join you. I'm honored to share this space with you. So thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. You know, the honor is mine. I kind of bumped into you virtually, saw that you had, you know, your early days, you were a co-founder of Latinas in Tech. And I saw that you worked at Roku and I had an interest in both. So I said, let me connect with her. And, you know, thank you so much, Gretel. You were very gracious and very humble to take my message. And out of that message, this podcast is now happening. So first of all, you know, some people on the podcast may not be able to fully see it, but when I kind of put some clips, they will. Gretel has a virtual National Hispanic Heritage Month kind of a screen behind her, you know, Roku celebrating diversity. Talk to us a little bit about that and about a role that I know that you have there as co-chair of employee resource, right?
Yeah, so I've been at Roku for 3 years now. And yes, as we all know, we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. We're right in the middle of the month. And at Roku, we're also celebrating. And I'm one of the proud co-chairs of our employee resource group. So that's the group that connects the Latino employees at Roku. Our group at Roku is called Somos. You can see the logo here for those of you who can see it. So Somos at Roku. I have two other amazing co-chairs that we've been throughout the year doing different activities to connect the Latino employees, to get to know each other. I mean, we're all still in a virtual world at Roku as well. We're still working from home. So we have a lot of new people that have joined the company that have never met anybody at Roku, right? So this is a nice way to connect, to get to know each other and people outside of your teams. I think many times we get siloed within our team, whether it's marketing or engineering, and you don't get to meet other people. So this is a really fun and unique way to connect with others based on your background, right? And we've come up with some fun ways to connect based on our culture and our background and things that bring us together in our Latino community.
So yeah, talk a little bit about where you're from, right? So your journey begins, you're from Venezuela, you were telling me. So talk a little bit about your journey.
Yeah, I'm Venezolana, con mucho orgullo, for all the Venezolans out there listening.
Venezolanos.
I know in Miami and in Florida, there's many of Venezuelans. Yes, I'm originally from Venezuela. I've been in the U.S. for almost 20 plus years now, but I grew up living country to country. My dad was a diplomat for Venezuela, so I had the opportunity to move to different countries and cultures, and I think that's something that I've really embedded into myself right now in terms of my career. And my profession and everything I do in my day-to-day job is just really embracing all of the different and unique things that each country and culture brings. So I like to bring that to companies. So my journey is I'm a PR professional. I've been doing this for more than 20 years. I love PR and telling stories and celebrating successes. And the last... probably 15 years, I've really been focused on tech. So I've really specialized in PR for tech companies. So I started within Dell, then I worked at a smaller startup called Evernote in Silicon Valley, another company, HomeAway, that's owned by Expedia. And now I've been at Roku for the last 3 years, leading all of our PR efforts in Latin America.
So jumping off that tech subject, so we see, you know, a big emerging in the streaming wars, like we all like to call it, right? You know, as someone, I have worked in content, you know, for, you know, over 20 years, and I saw the golden age of cable kind of disrupt the industry. And now we're sitting at the forefront of streaming. So, you know, Netflix has a big poster up that says, you know, don't give up on your dream. We started with DVDs. And, you know, we saw kind of like the success and the demise of Blockbuster. I think there's only one left in the entire world. So talk a little bit about Roku in Latin America specifically, because we hear a lot about Roku in the US. We kind of hear about the successes. But a lot of people don't know that it also exists in Latin America, which is primarily the kind of the market that you cover. Talk a little bit about that and about the emerging trends that we are seeing in markets in Latin America, including Brazil, I think you and I spoke about earlier.
Yeah, so I think it's an exciting time to be in the streaming world. It's fun. It's here to stay. It's growing so fast. Last year was, before the pandemic, we had started the years 2020, and at Roku, we were saying it's the start of the streaming decade, and this is where streaming is really going to happen. And then, well, there was a global pandemic, and many of us were stuck at home and not much to do. And I think many of us streaming was our escape, right? It was the kind of way to still connect with the world, to escape from whatever was happening. So we binge watched, right? We stayed at home and watched shows and streamed like we've never streamed before. And we saw that reflected in Roku. We saw that the streaming hours accelerated across our platform. People were streaming more than ever. And in Latin America, even so, I think anybody who's from the region knows we love streaming. We love to watch content. And so those numbers are very similar in Latin America. Specifically, Roku has been in Latin America since 2015. We entered in Mexico as our first market, and it's still one of our biggest and most important markets worldwide. Just last year, again, right before the pandemic, we launched the brand in Brazil. So it's a new market for us. We've been there, I guess, almost now 2 years. And that has been an exciting market. It's so huge. Of course, the opportunity is huge in terms of broadband connection and the number of Brazilians who stream. The engagement of the Brazilians on our platform is really, really big. So it's an exciting time to be in streaming. So it's been fun to see the growth over the last 3 years, even since I joined Roku. I've seen great growth of streaming platforms, but then also the streaming services. We were talking about that yesterday, right? And I know you came from a linear background. We're seeing a lot of that, right? The shift from linear to streaming. And that's exactly what we're seeing on Roku and welcoming all these huge streaming services to our platform, especially in Latin America. That maybe was a newer region for many, but now a lot of those big streaming services have their eye completely on the region because they recognize, right, the opportunity and the millions of streamers that are in the regions ready to consume their content. So the opportunity is there.
So talking about content, what is kind of like the most popular content that people right now are streaming? Because, you know, we hear the big emerging content consumption of, you know, shows like a Bridgerton, right? That I think in 1 week had like, I don't know how many millions of people watching. So what in Roku, at Roku, what is kind of like that content that is kind of like at the forefront?
Yeah, so at Roku, we don't look specifically within the content within the streaming service. What we see is like how many streaming hours total are per channel. So we call them as channels. So Netflix is a channel, Amazon Prime Video, HBO Max, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus. We see them as channels, and you can see the total hours of streaming by country, by user, all of that. And that's how we measure everything, is by streaming hours. The popular channels are those that I just mentioned. Netflix, of course, continues to be one of the strongest there. They have amazing content. And I think they even just came out and said that Squid Games, I don't know if you've seen that one, that's the new hot Netflix show that's about to be the number one show in like more than 80 countries. It's incredible to see a show from South Korea having such an impact worldwide, right? And I think like Netflix, you have Casa de Papel that is so popular. For example, in Brazil, people love that show and El Profesor, right? So it's interesting to see. But I think also what's interesting with these streaming services is the focus on original content and creating content, especially speaking of Latin America, content in Spanish, in Portuguese, for Brazil. Like Apple TV is an important partner of ours. Today, they're launching a new show called Acapulco, and it's with Eugenio Derbez. It's their first original Spanish language, original content focused specifically on Mexico. Why? They see the opportunity, right? And it's a great, I have not had the opportunity to see it. It's literally today, today's Friday. It's debuting today, El Estreno. So I'm excited to watch it this weekend, and everybody should watch it. But that's exciting to see. Content that's from our region with actors that we're familiar with, that we love, that we grew up with in our countries. And these big streaming services are you know, incorporating them into their shows and content, which is exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, Eugenio Derbez in general has kind of become like a production house of his own. I know there was another announcement, I think, this week with Univision that he's going to be working. It was either with Univision or with, it was with Univision, yeah. They announced that they're going to be doing some other stuff, and like authors and people are starting to generate content off their books. So I think content is kind of like more popular than ever. You know, as a former acquisitions executive, like I used to look for content and I was like, there's not enough content. And now we're like in the middle of this content revolution. So talk a little bit too about what you guys have kind of branded as the Roku Originals.
Yeah, so that's something specific to the U.S. So we acquired a company called Quibi. Some of you might be familiar with them. They created short form content, and we acquired them last year. And it has since then been rebranded as the Roku Originals. And so those are amazing series, highly recommended. It's you can find it on the Roku platform, on the channel, the Roku channel, literally is what it's called. All free, amazing, great short form content. all free, just with a little advertising. But I think that as users, we've come rather, you know, many of our users say they're okay with that, as long as, you know, we can watch great content for free. So that's what that is. And there's some great shows on there for everything from do it yourself, like home, this old house is on there. We've got a Demi Lovato show. Like, there's just a lot of great content for everybody, for families, there's kids shows, a lot of great stuff, all for free on the Roku channel. And it's become one of our, you know, strongest channels. Again, this is just in the US. We don't have this channel in Latin America specifically, but it's a great one for anybody who's here in the US. Take advantage of all this amazing channels and content that's for free on the Roku channel.
So is anybody looking to get into tech, into streaming? What kind of advice would you give them? Because you didn't really land kind of on this role really coming from maybe a streaming background, but you did have kind of tech embedded in your kind of DNA experience, right? So what kind of advice would you give our tech, you know, people out there that are looking to kind of, you know, emerge themselves in a role?
Yeah, I think, you know, specifically for streaming, you got to love streaming. That's the first thing we ask anybody we hire or that joins Roku. What are you streaming now? Like, we want anybody who works here has to be so passionate about streaming. Like, we have to be addicted to shows. I am. I love talking about different shows. L'estreno, what's new, what's coming? Did I like this one? And hey, what are you watching? You know, like, you have to love streaming, right? That's really important. That's basic, right? But beyond that, of course, there's the understanding and the knowledge of the industry itself. If you can get your foot in the door with any of these streaming services, definitely do that. Once you're in, you will be in the world of streaming. So any of these streaming channels, like the HBO Maxes, the Apple TVs, the Netflix, if you can get your foot in the door there, that's a great way. At Roku, I did not come from a streaming background. So I'm lucky that, you know, I love the streaming. I had that going, but I didn't have that streaming from a professional background. What I had was the PR background and working with Latin America. I've worked with different tech companies that have wanted to expand their presence and build their brand awareness in Latin America. So I'm able to bring that expertise from a PR perspective to Roku to really help us build our brand, connect with users, build and, you know, strengthen and grow our streaming hours in Latin America through PR efforts. So everything around press, social media, influencers, events, getting Roku out there and connecting with our users and getting people to know the brand. If you're not as familiar with it in the region, that's my job. So I love it. I'm really lucky to be at this great company, and it's fun. Streaming is fun.
It is. It's very fun. So Gretel, I want to thank you for joining our podcast, Tech Conversations, now in season 2 and celebrating, you know, Hispanics everywhere. I'm glad that we connected of all things through the virtual world. And once again, thank you for being so humble and so attentive to my request. And I hope that you all listen and learn something new about Roku. A lot of people may not know that it's in Latin America. So for those that are listening across from, you know, our borders, you know, a subscription is always a good way to kind of keep everybody going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you again. Thank you, LinkedIn, that put us together, right? Thanks to those different social platforms we're able to connect. And thank you for the opportunity to share my story and then Roku's story. And yeah, thank you again. And
thank you. Muchas gracias.
Igualmente. Un abrazo a todos.
Un abrazo. Un saludo. Bye-bye.
Bye.